Hey, welcome to the Texas Standard for this Friday, September 29th, 2017. I'm Dave Brown, and let's get started with a story you won't be reading about on the front pages, though it certainly speaks to who we are as Americans. We are hearing that after Hurricane Maria, a lot of Puerto Ricans are setting their sights on becoming Texans. Joining us now, Mildred Lopez, a Puerto Rican community organizer and wife of the pastor of the Emmanuel Church in Plano, Texas. Mildred, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, you've been in contact with people on the island since Hurricane Maria. What are they telling you?
It's very saddening because my husband's mom and dad and sister are in Puerto Rico. And whenever they get communication, it's very short. My husband and his brother are planning to remove from the island for a couple of months until it gets better. His parents, they're elderly, they don't have the food, they don't have the water. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult for them.
Now, how common is your situation? Because not everyone has the resources, mm-hmm. obviously.
Right now, the entire church, Emmanuel Church, is made up of Puerto Ricans. Puerto Ricans that came out of the island to look for better education for their children, mm-hmm. better medical assistance. So the church is being prepared for a lot of people leaving the island because it's devastated. It has to be rebuilt. We already have one family in the church who their parents, great-grandmother, already moved, came to Texas uh-huh. 2 days ago.
I don't think a lot of people think of Texas as kind of being a place where a lot of Puerto Ricans would think to come. Maybe the community's not nearly as big as you'd find in other parts of mm-hmm. the northeastern U.S.
Yes, that is very true. But here, there's a lot of jobs here in Texas. The education is great. And I think that by word of mouth, people are going to start moving to Texas just because of the education and the job opportunities. And it needs time to rebuild. Mm. It really does. It needs the time to rebuild. It has been totally destroyed. We see the videos on Facebook of moms playing a game with their children of they eat and the moms don't eat because there's not enough food. It's very saddening. And I know that my island is going to rise. I know that my island is going to be restored. I know that it's going to rebuild, but it's going to take time. And I can see a lot of influx of Puerto Ricans coming to Texas.
Do you imagine these being short-term relocations, or do you imagine that a lot of people will like what they experience here in Texas? I mean, what is the draw of Texas, you know, over, you know, other mm-hmm. historically known communities, like, say, New York? I mean, being around people mm-hmm. who speak the same language and who, you know, come from the mm-hmm. same culture and that sort of thing.
Well, you know, Puerto Rico, before Maria, was suffering of job opportunities. Mm-hmm. And people were leaving, professionals were leaving the island to come to Texas because of jobs. Mm. Dallas Independent School District always used to go to Puerto Rico to recruit teachers. I believe that when people start coming and they see all the job opportunities, and even though it's not full of Puerto Ricans like New York City, there's a lot of Puerto Ricans here, and there's a lot of Puerto Rican activities during the year where a lot of Puerto Ricans get together, and the culture is there. The culture is here in Texas. There's a lot of Spanish-speaking people here, not only Puerto Ricans, but we have a lot of Hispanic cultures here, and I believe that when they come here, maybe they come, like you said, with a mentality that's going to be a short term. Just a short-term visit into Puerto Rico is rebuilt. But I believe that many of them, are, especially those with family members, with children, I believe they're going to like what they see in Texas, and they're going to stay.
Well, a lot of people say that Harvey changed the face of Texas. Perhaps Maria will as well. Mildred Lopez is a Puerto Rican community organizer and wife of Pastor Robert Lopez of the Emmanuel Church in Plano, Texas. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.